Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
hat on,
suit on,
suit on,
looking like the Dapper Dawn,
giving a mic on,
dress
like a million bucks,
bucks, diamond
things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. For Steve Harvey,
put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Today, let me share something with you. I've had to learn this one over and over and over and over. I probably still have to teach it to myself, too. This is a hard one to get, but it's one of the principles of success. It's called patience. Patience. Now, I can't tell you how many times I've gotten myself into a jam or a situation because I got impatient, because I wanted something to happen now, so I made a move on my own. I tried to push something. I wanted the results of it now. And, you know, I kind of think that's human nature. I think all of us are guilty of that from time to time. But I was guilty of it a lot. You know, I just wanted what I wanted right now, and I did some things to try to push it forward. Here's the thing that I had to learn about patience. First of all, success is not an overnight process. It's a long, daunting task. And I'm not saying it to sound discouraging to anyone, but I'm saying it so you can prepare yourself. If you have any aspirations of becoming successful, get ready for the dog fight of your life. Get ready for one of the hardest things you'll ever attempt to do, and that's become successful. Now, that those requirements of becoming successful is what stops most people. Once they strike out on the road to success and they see how difficult it is, how many pitfalls, setbacks, hardships, how high the mountain is to climb, how deep them valleys get sometimes, man, how strong the current is in the rivers you have to cross, how really icy cold it can get out there sometimes. And man, Lord have mercy, how incredibly hot it is out there sometimes. It's all of it. Becoming successful is all of the things you could imagine that can happen. It's going to probably happen. Now, it's how you handle it and how you view it determines whether you get through it. How you handle it and how you view it determines how you get through it, because it's going to happen. And so what you've got to learn in this process of success is patience. That is going to be some days when you're trying to get it right, when you're trying to get it together, that it's going to be some setbacks. that it's going to be some difficult days and difficult times ahead, that it's going to be some moments, man, when you just feel like you don't have enough to go on. You can, you will, and you have to. But you got to be patient. See, so many people give up right before the turn can even happen for them. You've heard old people say, you've heard the saying that it's always darkest before the dawn, which simply means, you know, I mean, this is about as pitch black as it get around 3:30, 4:30 in the morning, 5. It's pitch black because I don't know, it just feels that way, don't it? You know, it's darkest before the dawn. Every accomplishment that I've had in my life, every jump in stature, every award, every increment, every dollar climb, every raise, every elevation in my career or my life, almost all of them came on the heels of a setback. Almost all of them came off of a situation that I was working through that was about to bring me down that I didn't see an answer to. Almost all of my successes, awards, rewards, however you want to look at it, came on the heels of something that could have been devastating or something perilous for me. I don't know about you, but that's how it's happened for me. I mean, right when it looked hopeless, when I didn't see a way, here came the blessing. I mean, man, I cannot even tell you. Something tragic was happening in my life when the book came out. Something tragic was happening in my life when Family Feud came along. Something had gone incredibly wrong when I started the syndicated radio show in 2005. I'm telling you, man, I don't know why it is that way, but that old saying, it's always darkest before the dawn, is so true. When I lost something and I lost what I thought was everything I had, here comes the blessing that caused me to have everything I got. I can't explain it. I don't know why it is. But it's simply, to me, it's a test of my faith. You know, Petey Pablo got a song out on this album that he came out with back in 2000-something called Diary of a Sinner. I'm not a big hip-hop fan, so I ain't trying to flex that information. It just happens to be my favorite hip-hop album I've ever heard. I don't know the name of the song, but one of the lyrics is, he was talking about being down half a tank of gas, 2 cigarettes, scraping up change in an ashtray. But I realized it was only a test of my faith. And right when he was about to give up, something jumped off for him. But I see, I've been in that situation where I've been down to a half a tank of gas and I was scraping up change in an ashtray. I think a lot of people can relate to that. But off the heels of almost all of my mishaps and demises came a success story, because it is a test of your faith. It is, do you really want what you say you want? Are you really determined as you think you are? Are you really going to trust in me like you say you trust in me? Are you going to wait like you say you're going to wait? Or are you going to lose your patience and go take matters into your own hands? Because I can't tell you the mistakes I've made like that. I've taken matters into my own hands and had some just messed up everything. Just rushing because I want it now. So I, you know, sign a deal here that ain't really that good a deal, but I'm signing it because I need to make this now. I need to try to push this to happen. And then when a big deal was around the corner, I couldn't because I was into this little deal. Had I just waited, man, had I just waited and not lost patience, what God had for me was just around the corner. And that's what happens to a lot of us. I had 2 women on my show the other day who were just sitting on stage just crying, man, because they had been blindsided. Their husbands came in and just said, I'm leaving. I want a divorce. And they didn't see it coming. And this one lady was saying, well, who am I if I'm not his wife? Who am I? She had a 21-year-old son. Who am I if I'm not his wife? Well, you know, what the long story, I had some experts here to give him some help in what to do. This guy wrote his wife a $550 check and just said, here it is. I'm not giving you nothing else. And he walked out. I said, oh, my goodness, man. This woman was devastated. But there's an opportunity here. There's an opportunity in losing what you think is losing your husband and your primary breadwinner. Is a chance to discover, well, who am I? You know, if you've been lost in this world talking about who am I if I'm not his wife, well, here's going to be a great time for you to discover who you really are. And then it could also be a great time for you to discover a man that really does love you and stand by you. All of my successes have come off of heels of great demise. Think about it, y'all. Stay patient. God is always coming.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yeah, all day, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and anybody else that's able to listen to this show, gather yourselves. Head to the basement, bunker down.
Steve, just do anything.
That's what this is.
What?
This is that and an Amber Alert. We got Junior in the car with us, and we ain't bringing him back. It's a gray Chevy, no doors on it. The roof is off, and it's a siren on it because they're having a crisis. It's an ambulance. An open door ambulance. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the beginning of the Steve Harvey Morning Show. I will be ignorant today because I'm doing this show off no sleep.
What? Why do you get any sleep? What are you doing?
That's his.
Because I'm at Disney and I'm counseling.
Oh.
Yeah, like in Vegas.
Yeah.
Mickey came in and talked to me last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said he ain't talked since they drew him up. He had a lot to say.
Kept you up.
Mickey's down there. He's having problems with Tigger.
No.
Because he said Tigger was acting like one, and I said, I know exactly what you mean.
Come on, Steve. All right, good morning. How you doing?
I'm
crazy.
You go just.
He is a tiger.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. Can't take them out.
Good
morning.
Everybody
good? What's up, Shirley? Hey. Well, let me bring somebody else in here. What's up, Shirley?
Hey, how you doing? Morning. Good morning.
The other one, Carla.
The other one.
Oh, wow.
Two filters
one.
On the show.
Thank God.
Good morning,
for
darling.
You.
You're sick.
Junior.
Morning, Unc. At Disney.
And sound like it. You know, you could be a voice of one of the characters.
Down here?
Yeah.
Who? Finish speaking.
And the fool.
Yeah, yeah. Top.
I hear you, Cat. Oh, that's that quick?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, it's not time to do nothing.
You got a minute. Come on, baby. You got a minute.
Keep speaking. Mm-hmm. Keep speaking.
Well, good. I was really good. It's going to be a trying day today.
And yeah. We do this every day.
It's
going to
be a good day.
It's a trying day.
I'm grateful, though, that I'm up. Absolutely. So that's all good.
Yeah, and that you're here.
You know, so can I tell y'all something?
Uh-huh.
If you sleep, don't wake up to answer your phone.
I think that's the goal.
Yeah.
All right, listen, when we come back, we got to talk about Alexa. Alexa personal assistants, you know, the ones in the home, she's tripping. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are. It is time for something funny. Alexa is tripping. Over the past few days, users with Alexa, you know, the personal assistants, Alexa, a lot of people have them.
Yeah.
for their home and everything. Well, people have been reporting that they've been hearing strange, unprompted laughter from Alexa. Amazon responded to the creepiness in a statement saying, "We're aware of this and working to fix it." As noted in media reports and a trending Twitter moment, Alexa laughs without being prompted.
Oh, no. Oh, that would scare me.
Yes. People on Twitter.
Out of nowhere?
Yes. People on Twitter and Reddit reported that they thought it was an actual person laughing near them, which can be scary, really scary if you're at home by yourself. That would freak me out.
Yeah. Alexa gone. Alexa is out of my house. It's Many, not what you're finna do.
No.
It's haunt my house.
People just unplugged them.
Unplugged them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can unplug them.
Yeah,
Alexa
unplug
outside in the trash. Alexa not gonna be up in there. Ain't no machine coming back out the garbage can.
Nah.
Alexa outside getting ran up under the truck wheel. Alexa is through.
Yeah. Alexa is so important in my house. I mean, she does a make to-do list. She does podcasts. She sets alarms. She gets
a lot of people love the Alexa. They're like addicted to it almost. In
I
their
tried Alexa, didn't work out at all for me.
Why?
What happened?
Good.
Because Alexa don't listen to black voices.
Wait a minute, Steve.
Boy. Are you talking about on a TV show?
No, I'm tired of you right now. I tried Alexa. You have to speak just right.
Yes.
And I didn't even know. Like, you can't handle variations.
Is this breaking
news? No, listen to me. First of all, they bought it on the show.
I think it is.
And the lady kept saying, tell Alexa, turn on the light.
Yeah.
And they put a light by my desk. And the lady came in and I said, turn on light. And the damn light came right on.
Oh, okay.
So now they asked me to turn it on. But I don't know. So I said, Alexa, cut the light on.
With all that in your voice right there that you just said.
All that vigor.
No, it ain't the vigor. Cut the light on is not an acceptable word to Alexa.
Cut. Yeah,
you
cut.
Have to say turn the light on.
She's literal. Okay.
But I'm from the country, so I said cut the light on. Cut the light on. Cut on the light.
Stop talking.
Now, the lady that's the representative from Alexa
is on the floor, I'm sure.
Excuse me. Excuse me, Mr. Harvey. Mr. Harvey, now she trying to pat me on her arm. I'm jerking my arm for her because I'm trying to get Alexa to do something I want to do.
You're mad at Alexa.
Cut it on now.
You have to say
Alexa
first.
That time.
No, damn this. So cut it on now is not a request that Alexa answers. It's like Siri. There ain't no need of me using Siri.
Why you say that?
Because it does not respond to the black male vernacular and voice tones.
Like might be at all. You're just too aggressive. That's all.
Alexa, where the Starbucks at?
Yeah, see.
Right there,
see.
Starbucks.
It's not an S on the sign.
What, on the Starbucks?
Starbucks has an S on it.
Yes, Steve, it's Starbucks.
At the end, yeah.
Maybe that's why she ain't.
You got to know what you're saying to respond.
I know exactly what I'm saying. I don't like neither one of them. I ain't
using them.
Can you repeat? I don't understand. This all day, me and Siri. I don't understand. Well, Heather, what is you on here for?
What are you talking about? Okay, one more. Okay, maybe we can help you, Steve.
Okay, Steve, with Alexa, you have to say Alexa. You have to say her name.
Her name first.
Like, if I'm at home, I could say, Alexa, play the Steve Harvey Morning Show on iHeartRadio. It can do that. Alexa can do that.
So say it like that, Steve. Say it
Alexa,
like that.
Play the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Lexi, play the morning
nickname
show.
Nickname her? No, you can't.
Huh?
You have to call her Alexa.
Yeah.
Her
Lexa.
Name is Alexa. Not Lexi.
Right,
so
I know
she
Alexa.
Stay in my house. She ain't gonna ever make the adjustment.
No.
And she can't get a nickname.
No.
Everybody else got one in the house?
Alexa.
There you go.
Cut the radio show on in the morning on the iHeart station.
Cut
to. She's not going to know what that means.
She's probably going to cut it off. That's probably what she's going to do. Cut to. Did you say cut to?
Alexa, put the morning show on from iHeart. Nothing. Nope.
You're not going to say your name in it, though? Because it's your show. That way you don't say your name.
Right,
forget
like she's
it,
supposed Shirley. To. I know.
Who does she think pay the bills around this house? You know, what I'm saying to y'all is, I want specialized service at my house. Alexis can't be at my house and call a house, too.
Yeah.
It's a difference.
You need a black.
I got a lot of stuff going on in my house.
You need a black.
That's what I said. That's what I said. They have to create an urban Alexa. Lexi.
Again.
Lee Lee. You know,
again, you know. Amazon says they're working on it and trying to fix it.
Alexa over there in the corner laughing. Oh.
Just scary. That's scary.
Creepy.
All right, coming up next, it's the nephew and Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, guys, Miss Ann will be here with today's national news. But right now, it is time for the nephew to run that prank back.
Me and my Jesus.
I love this
me
prank.
Me and
man.
My Jesus.
Love this prank right here.
Take a listen, me and my Jesus.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a sister.
This is she.
How you doing? I'm giving you a call on behalf of... Baptist Church. You are a member there, am I right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Listen, I'm calling you. Some of the members have gotten together and had a meeting and wanted me to give you a call. It seems that a lot of them are complaining about Sunday services that go on and wanted for me to give you a call on their behalf so that we can see if we can address the problem and talk to you diligently as possible and try to get the problem rectified.
What's going on?
Well, it seems like that a lot of members are complaining.
I'm sorry, and what is your name again?
My name is ma'am. I'm not actually a member of the church. I've just been the one that they've been asked to give you a call and try to talk on the members' behalf so maybe we can get this problem rectified that they have as far as you are concerned.
Now, okay, go ahead. I'm just trying to see what this is in regards to. Go ahead.
Well, it seems like the members of the church are complaining about that you're doing too much shouting at church on Sunday, and it seems to be going on every Sunday. You're running up and down the aisle, and you're shouting all over the place. And it's
I've been singled out about my shouting? Is that what you're saying?
Well, evidently it's distracting, ma'am. You're distracting everyone from getting the word and listening to the word and being involved in the service. And that's the purpose of the call, is to see if we can get you to tone it down some.
Okay, so the whole church is complaining about me shouting the way people run up and down them aisles every Sunday and almost turning cartwheels and flips, and they singling me out complaining about me?
Well, ma'am, I don't know how it is that you can see everybody else doing cartwheels when you're the one that they say is the one that's doing them.
How am I being singled out?
Ma'am, all I'm saying is that they're saying that you're doing too much shouting and too much running at this church. Now, I'm just the messenger.
Okay, they can't tell me how to shout. They can't tell me what's going on in my life, what's going to keep me from praising God. They can go somewhere else with that, but they are not going to tell me that I can't praise my God. They don't know how good God has been to me.
And you know what? I understand that. I agree with you wholeheartedly, but it's becoming a distraction. I mean, they was at the point last night talking about, should we put some seatbelts on the pews so you can stay down?
I wish they would put some seatbelts. How are they going to tell people they can't shout in church and praise God? What do we come to church for?
Well, you do come to...
They need to be trying to praise God and get their own shout on and stop looking at me and worrying about what I'm doing.
We're going to need you to quit running up and down these aisles and doing
what
you...
I'm sorry, sir. You know, I'm trying to stay calm. I'm trying my best. Oh, Jesus, sir, that's not happening. You can't tell me I got to stop shouting.
Okay, ma'am, but let me ask you something. Are you running now? Aren't you just standing still talking?
No, because I don't have to run right now.
Okay, what I'm trying to get you to do...
I feel like if I want to run up and down this street right now, I can run up and down this street and praise God. But they're not going to tell me to stop shouting at church.
Can we get you to be a little bit more reserved is what we... See, ma'am, let me go ahead and go further on what they...
I move how the Spirit moves.
Okay, well, let me move and tell you what they've told me. Now,
go ahead. What they told you?
If we can't get to the point where you can, you know, tone it down, then we may have to ask you to leave.
Let them ask me. Let them ask me. Why would they want me to leave the church? I've been at that church for 15 years. I'm not leaving the church. I'm going to run up and down around the church. I'm going to even turn me some flips where I'm at.
Listen.
I am going to
be there on Sunday, ma'am, and I have been the person that's been appointed to make sure that you're not running up and down these aisles and shouting like this. You got to keep yourself reserved so people can hear the word of God. You are standing in people's word. That's what you're doing. You're in the way
of. You know what? If they come trying to send me down, I'm going to give them a word, and it ain't going to be a God.
So,
now, let them put their hands up on me here.
Now, listen.
Okay, I'm telling you that now. I haven't been in that church 15 years. If I want to run, dance, shout, jump, scream, whatever I want to do, I'm going to do it. And ain't nobody going to stop me.
You're going to have to stop this. This past Sunday was your last Sunday doing it, and you're
watch
not finna
it.
Do it this
watch
Sunday.
It. Well, like I said, just watch. And I'm telling you, can tell the urchins, the deacon boys, the deaconess, the minister's wives, or whoever else you want to tell, let them put their hands on me and see if I don't swing on them. I'm going to come right up out the spirit and swing on them. I'm telling you that now. Because, see, sir, you done really pushed me that. I done tried my best.
Well, let me ask you this here.
Tried to show that I'm saved and delivered, but you making me revert back to my own ways, and you really finna me off. That's what you finna do.
Okay, well, let me ask you this here. Where is the God at right now in you? Where is the one that's
right here? The God was in me when I was trying to be calm with you at first to tell you don't be calling me with this foolishness. But now you done made the other side of me raise up.
Well, you done raised it up in
you
done raised it up in me too. Guess what? Come Sunday, you're gonna sit your in that pew and you ain't gonna
move. You call yourself a man of God, you cuss me to my own sit your in the pew. Okay, all right, we gonna see how well my sit in that pew. Matter of fact, first thing Sunday morning, I'm going to pastor. Oh yeah, and your deacon, whoever you are, whatever your name is, I'm gonna tell him about it.
I would be talking to Pastor myself and letting him know about this situation.
We can call Pastor right now. We can get Pastor on freeway.
You don't talk to Pastor. I talk to Pastor.
I talk to Pastor. I done been at this church 15 years. Like I said, now tell you,
Now, see, just like this here. You see how you calling on him and you standing?
Yeah, because I'm calling on him to keep me from just really going and cuss you out right now because you done really hit my nerve.
I got one more thing I need to say to you, lady.
Well, you know what? You better say it real quick because you finna talk to this operator.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girl.
Okay.
I got one more thing, baby. Let me ask you something. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
Love this prank.
Yes, sir.
Love this prank.
Me and my
Jesus.
Woo, Jesus.
That's what you call gangster prankster. That's a gangster prankster. All right, Salisbury, Maryland. It's going down Friday night, baby, at Wacomico Civic Center. Tickets on sale right now. The nephew is coming to town, so get your tickets. Wacomico, Salisbury, Maryland. Nephew Tommy.
How many seats in there, Tommy?
2,000, Augustine.
That's big, don't nephew.
No. Anything, he going to have something, though, Carla. Anything wrong with that, Uncle Steve?
He's your mentor. He's going to support you.
But you don't mentor me while I'm selling stuff.
It's right here, though. It just.
But Shirley, answer your phone when I call.
We don't mentor no other time.
I called three times yesterday. He don't pick up. You see what I'm saying?
That's the kind of thing. He was golfing.
You called him?
You called me while I was playing golf?
Yeah, he was golfing. You know that's a no-no.
Okay, Instaway, Salisbury, Maryland, Friday night, I am there at the Wacomico Civic Center, Nephew Tommy and Friends, and then the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of March, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I am at What Chuckles in Memphis, Tennessee. Prescott, I'm on my way. Quit calling me, Prescott. Please, stop. I'm on my
way. Is anybody else on the show at Comico?
I don't have to tell who else on the show. I'm on the show. That's what I'm saying. Why I got to
talk about
this.
Oh, man.
Put your chest out.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with today's national news, including the winter storm that is pounding snow in New York City.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, did you guys, I love this. Did you guys see D-Wade surprise the students at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School?
Yes.
Dwayne Wade posed for pictures when he went down there. He also gave a speech to the students, and he told them that he was very proud to live in Florida, praise them for the strength that they've shown after the incident. Dwayne also tweeted about the visit, saying, "Our conversation about bridging the gap between the students from Parkland, Florida and Chicago was really impressive. These young adults get it. They understand the power of their voices for the ones that often go unheard." And yeah, that's absolutely true, because these are some of the most articulate young people that have come along in a long, long time. They really are.
That's good.
Yeah, that was good. They were so happy to see him. Mm-hmm. What were you saying?
There's always been... I think bright minds. I think that the cause has elevated these kids to a stronger viewpoint. They're more ever determined than ever before, I think. That's what these kids are. I think this is the generation that's going to make a huge difference.
Yeah.
To. I really, really do.
Yeah. And that's why, and they were big fans of his in the Miami Heat, and one of the students that was killed down there was buried in Dwayne Wade's jersey, so that really touched Dwayne, and he just wanted to go down there and just, you know, talk to them and give them some support and let them know, you know,
it was so that, good because yesterday was really their first full day back at school.
Uh-huh.
You know, they went back last week with some limited class schedule, but yesterday was their full day, and some of the kids were taking pictures and tweeting, "Dwayne Wade just pulled up."
They were so excited
they
and happy.
They were so excited.
Yeah,
was
they
so
were.
Cool.
Hey,
yeah.
can I ask Tommy a question on a lighter note?
Yeah, sure.
Of course.
Tommy.
Yes, sir.
When you get buried, what do you want to be buried in?
A casket like everyone else? Why am I thinking about my death, though? Why the hell do I?
That would be a chance. That was your. I was just trying to lob one to you. I thought you might have something.
You know, like naked. You know, something.
No, he ain't gonna be naked.
You know, that's no.
Ain't no. That'd be the best joke he ever wrote.
What?
What? I didn't. Okay. Maybe the ladies get it. I didn't.
Yeah. If you naked, it'll be closed casket.
Somebody
well,
in there.
I've seen you naked 100 times. You ain't nothing to be.
100 times? Yeah,
that's
okay.
Uncle,
you know.
Y'all just ain't.
My body ain't all that great, but I tell you one thing, though. You was impressed.
No,
hey, I tell
no,
you something,
I was
though.
Not.
Hey, you keep bringing it up.
No, I was.
Fuck that one.
Woo, I've seen you 100 times. Every time I get a chance, I go in there. Let me learn me something. Tommy, one thing I do think, though. And I just thought of this.
Does this count as mentoring? I'm just asking.
No, he don't want mentoring.
Okay.
He don't want mentoring.
Badgering.
Okay.
Oh, no. He does not want mentoring, surely.
Okay.
Obviously not. Uh-huh. I just asked him who all was going to be at the Comic-Con, whatever he at.
Comic-Con?
What?
Come on.
It's 2,000 people. I asked him who else on the show. Just out of curiosity. I ain't talking about nobody but me. Okay.
All right. Well, Steve, Miss Ann is here. Ann is here. Why don't you introduce her, please?
He's so contradictory. He really
is. Well, I'm not contradictory.
Introduce Miss Ann, please.
You are, because if I said who else on there, you'd be like,
Miss Ann is here for the third time. Thank you.
That's a baby cask. Okay.
I know what it is. I knew what you
did. Hello. She's here.
Shirley, don't rush me. Ladies and gentlemen, she's here. I had to change the tone. I just told a joke, and now I just got to let a minute go by. Ladies and gentlemen, to change the tone again from baby casket to most serious stuff, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Okay. Thank you very much. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Oh, my goodness. Okay. The Trump administration is suing California over 3 laws which it says keep local officials from enforcing federal laws on immigration. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says California is interfering with enforcement. But Governor Jerry Brown says nothing could be further from the truth.
A refusal to apprehend and deport those, especially the criminal element, effectively rejects all immigration law. It's a rejection of law, and it creates an open borders system.
Like so many in the Trump administration, this attorney general has no regard for the truth. What he said earlier today is not true. It is a lie.
Governor Brown says that the state's law exempts criminals from protection. They're not protecting criminals, while simply leaving the rest of federal immigration enforcement to the federal officers who are charged with doing it. A Florida grand jury has formally indicted 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz on 17 counts of first-degree murder. He's got some other charges as well, but under Florida law, the first-degree murder charges make Cruz eligible for the death penalty. A date for his arraignment will be announced soon. Meanwhile, the Florida House and Senate has passed a package of gun control reforms, so it's now up to whether the governor signs that into law or not. Staying with the Sunshine State for a minute, the Florida middle school teacher I told you about yesterday, who was bounced out of the classroom this week after the Huffington Post reported that she was hosting regularly a white racist podcast, she now claims that the podcast was only, quote, satire. School officials say they will now investigate whether Diana Voletich is really a racist. They'll investigate that matter. By the way, the Trump administration is now looking for another top economic advisor, and the Brookings Institute says the Trump administration has had more turnovers among senior aides during the first 13 and a half months of it than any of his four most recent predecessors had over two whole years. Finally, today's March 8th, a certain McDonald's in Lynwood, California, has decided to flip its golden arches upside down. I know what you're thinking, but no, this is not like the movie Coming to America.
They're McDonald's. I'm McDowell's. They got the golden arches. Mine is the golden arcs.
Yeah, it's not that. It's not that issue. The flip is because today is International Women's Day. Franchisee owner Patricia Williams wants her store's M to be a W for today. So everybody sing. Happy International Women's Day, everybody. Back with more entertainment in today's trending topics 20 minutes after the hour on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Today is International Women's Day, Carla. Woo-hoo! Yes, yes, hey! Yes.
Clap it up, fellas. Clap it up.
Yeah. Forward. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you for that love.
Without them, this world would be nothing. Come on.
That we got two beautiful women to have. On this show.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for that love. Appreciate it. Today gives us an opportunity to recognize all of the economic, political, and social achievements women have accomplished throughout history. In the 15 countries where it is an official holiday. Well, Steve, nice. You're going to like this. Purple is the official color of International Women's Day, founded more than a century ago after some 15,000 women marched in New York City to demand better working conditions and voting rights. Purple signifies justice and dignity.
How many years ago?
It was, 100 years ago.
You said
ago.
Over 100 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The purple and gold is over 100 years old.
Uh-oh, see there?
I know that now. I want to thank God for my mama.
Aw. That's right. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Man, greatest woman I ever met.
I have to go with you on that one. My mom,
Me too.
Yes. Yeah. Love her, love her, love her. Purple, as you know, Steve, signifies justice and dignity. And I know you have a lot to say. You love women, and you're a champion for women, Steve. You've written books to help women. Your shows are dedicated to uplift women a lot of times. So,
For me, it's a no-brainer. You know, it's every day. It's not just today. Mm-hmm. It's just honoring That's women. Right. I mean, I was raised that way to honor women. Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't brought up any other way. Mm-hmm. I had a mother, two sisters.
And your father honored your mom.
I was always taught to honor women. I can't imagine being disrespectful. You know,
never.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just can't. Older women. To this day.
We weren't raised like that. We just
No, man. To this day, somebody bring an elderly mother to the show, Steve, my mother, fair. I take pictures with them. I'm not even supposed to. Security be tripping. Can't take pictures, can't do that. I've always had a real affection for women. You know, the first woman I ever loved was my mother. You know, that was the very first one, you know, and it's been a... It's just been a real thing. You know, I hate that this world has come down to the way it is now. with so many levels of disrespect. But you know, I think men will get better at it now because men are more conscious of it now. Mm-hmm. And I think this thing can turn around a little bit. Even China has gotten in on the Me Too thing for women's rights in China. You know, everybody. You know,
mm-hmm. worldwide. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's all over the world.
Well, and Carla, as my a colleague, my female colleague on the show, I'd like to honor you on this day.
Oh, thank you, Shirley. I'm honoring you too because we're sisters. We're empowering each
That's
other.
Right.
I think that women, you know, sometimes we pull each other down and, you know, we have to support each other, love each other, be strong and raise strong women. Both of us are mothers. We're raising daughters.
We're going to take phone calls. Yeah, when we come back. 877-29-STEVE.
I'm honoring mine.
From women.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, happy International Women's Day today. Hey, ladies.
The women.
All right, yes, today is International Women's Day. This year's theme is hashtag Press for Progress, a strong call to action to press forward and progress gender parity. We've asked for your phone calls, ladies. Tell us how we can, you know, press forward, how we can, what strides you want to see women make moving forward and all of that, okay? We have on the line Na'Christian, I think her name is. Na'Christian out of Charlotte, North Carolina, line six. Na'Christian. Yeah.
Man, I ain't trying to read that.
Yes, that's correct. It's Na'Christian.
All right.
It's what? Nothing?
It's Na'Christian.
Na'Christian.
Okay.
Now you can change that if you want to.
I actually have grown to like it.
Yeah, it's different.
It's unique.
Mm-hmm. It is. Absolutely.
And this one's for Steve.
Steve okay. is a Delta.
Oh, she's a Delta. Are you a Delta?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Spring 11.
Thank you, okay. baby. All my daughters are Deltas.
Really?
Every last one
Deltas
of them.
Deltas are strong women.
All right.
Well,
on this International Women's Day.
I know that.
Well, basically, I called in to let everybody know that basically women need to stop making excuses for themselves. I'm 27 years old. I work a full-time job at a freight forwarding company. I'm a full-time mother to two kids, and I also attend school full-time. So if I can do it, everybody can do it.
Go on, girl. Wow.
Mm-hmm. All right, with your strong self. Go ahead,
girl.
Your
strong self.
A lot like Steve with all those jobs. Yeah.
Christian.
Go get it, girl.
You out there getting it. You out there getting it, girl.
Go ahead, whatever your name is.
I'm trying to open my own business.
What do you want to do, Na'Christian? What kind of business?
I actually have a lot of ideas, but I mainly want to start a real estate company. I want to basically focus on low-income individuals, just try to help them get into houses. Because I know for me, as a first-time home buyer, it was very hard, and credit was a lot in, you know, played a lot into buying the house. And mm-hmm. a lot of people aren't aware of credit and savings and everything. And I just want to provide resources to everyone and just try to help everyone become successful.
Okay. All right.
Women
empowering women. Yeah. Very good, Na'Christian. Yeah, I love
okay,
that.
Okay, we back.
We back.
We
huh?
back.
Okay. Thank you.
We had fell out
gone for me.
Oh, we didn't even know.
We didn't know. Y'all didn't have to really voice it, but it's
no,
okay.
We didn't hear nothing.
Oh, okay. Little hiccup there, but we're
yeah,
back.
Okay. We're good.
What kind of work she said she wanted to do?
She said she wanted to open up a real estate company.
Real estate.
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Help folks get homes, home ownership. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
People have problems
very ambitious.
Buying a home, credit.
Credit.
Yeah. So, again, today is International Women's Day. We have time to take one more phone call. What is that name? She's from Virginia. I get that. Teresa. Okay. Line one, let's go to Teresa out of Virginia, Steve.
I could have read that one, Shirley.
Well, it's only half on the screen. That's why.
Teresa.
Only Reese's on the screen. Hurry, Steve.
Teresa?
Yes, good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Okay. What's your comment, darling?
My comment saying is that I would like to see women, especially African-American women, or all women, empower themselves and help each other to move up, you know, the ladder. If you in a place of responsible or a good job or professional job and your sister comes in there, I've been in this place so many
times. Hold on one second. Hold that thought right there. Hold that thought. We coming right back. We got to go break.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we were on the line, Steve, with Teresa on this International Women's Day. Teresa, line one.
Sorry I had to cut you off, darling. Could you repeat what you said for us, please?
Sure. What I was saying, Steve, and thank you for your consideration, is that women should empower each other. When you move up a corporate ladder or just a local ladder of authority or professionalism, and a sister comes in there and you are able to help them, don't be snobbish. Don't be like, I arrived, or, you know, who are you, or you're below. Let's empower and help each other to strive. Yeah. Each
That's
one
right,
reach one. You That's, know what I'm saying?
On,
I'm sorry to keep talking, but I just feel that we can run this thing. We are smart. We are intelligent. We are strong women, especially black women. We know how to do it, where to do it, and when to do it. So let's do it and empower each other, not bring each other down, but lift each other up. That's all I need to say.
That's right.
You're smart.
Yes. Sisterhood, girl.
And you is important.
Run the world.
See, that's really...
Knock you out, Tommy. What, Steve?
But, you know, that's what happens, man, to a lot of us, not just to women, but for women, I can understand exactly where she's coming from, because we get to where we going, and I don't know if we think that if we the only one there, that'll keep us special, or we don't want to show nobody else how to do it. My mama always said, God don't bless you to get a house up on the hill and you don't show nobody else how to get up on the hill, boy.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm.
And so what she's saying is, it's just to get people to help one another, to show them how it's done. Reach back, teach one, you know. Yeah,
that's right. She's right. She's right. All right, nephew, it is your turn. Before we do that, coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, it's so good, I can't even think straight. But, nephew, it's your turn with today's prank phone call.
This is for all the ladies, you know, since it's late today. This is Make-A-Wish Ministry. Make-A-Wish.
New Baptist, this is Terrence. May I help you, please?
Brother Terrence?
Yeah.
How you doing? I got your number. You with the, over the church, you with the Make-A-Wish Ministry?
Yes, I am. I may help you.
Well, listen, I'm actually, I'm terminally ill, brother Terrence, and I don't, you know, as far as what the doctors tell me, it could be 6 months or another year, but I know my time here is definitely limited, you know.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but we're definitely here to help you out with whatever you need or whatever we can help you with. So what can we do for you?
Well, you know, I truly believe that sometimes people have, you know, I seen one of them old movies they got where they got a bucket list or whatever they call it, you know, and people trying to do things before they leave here. I guess I just sitting around trying to figure out what I could do and what I wanted to do before I left this world and went on to what he has for me next. I don't believe in doing anything unless it's prayed on first.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't mind, maybe you can, you know, before I even tell you my wish, we pray that the wish will come true. You mind doing anything like that?
Oh, no, I don't mind praying. That's what we're here for. Bow your head with me.
Yes, sir.
Is your head bowed?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it is.
Father God, we come to you in the humblest way we know how.
Yeah.
Lord, we ask you to touch this young man in every which way he hurt. And then we ask you to deliver him for whatever is going on with him and let him know that we, the church, is here to help him with whatever his needs is in his last days. In Jesus' name I pray. Say amen with me.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's going to do it. He's
amen.
Do it.
Amen.
Now, you a member of the church here of New?
Well, I was a member. I still consider myself a member. It's just been quite some time, probably over a year and a half, 2 years, since I've been able to come, you know, due to my my illness, but definitely I was a member there.
Well, that's all right. We're not worried about all that. We just here to take care of your last and final wish. That's what our ministry is for. You know, we helps people with anything they need, you know, like
when people call and want things, what all of y'all helped them with?
Well, we've helped them with their rent, take them to the store, help them with a utility bill, come out and cut the grass, anything like that that they just can't do. Take them to the doctor's appointment, anything we'd like to help them with, we do exactly that.
Okay, well, I pretty much got those things taken care of. I think what I'd like to do between you and myself, Brother Tanner, I've never told anyone what I'm about to tell you. I've never been with a woman before.
Huh?
I'm you know, I'm 38, but I've never been with a woman.
Well, I guess that might be a blessing. You might be pure. That's a good thing.
Well, you know, but sometimes, you know, I guess before I leave, I guess that's a desire that I have. And what I wanted to ask you was, there is a lady there at the church.
Uh-huh.
And before I leave, I think that's the woman that I would actually like to be with.
Well, I don't know if Make-A-Wish Ministry can support that kind of stuff, but go ahead, let me hear.
Okay, the lady that I'm actually interested in actually she works at the church too.
Oh, really?
Well, now she's kind of a tall one. She's about 5'9",
mm-hmm.
and she's probably about a size 8. Beautiful long legs, man, and sandy type of hair, sandy color, sandy brown, man. And I mean, she looked like caramel.
Hold on a minute. What's her name?
I think her name Linda.
Now, hold on. That's my wife. What you mean? Go ahead, say it.
Wait. Linda's your wife?
Yeah, that's my wife. You sorry. Okay. What do you mean?
Well,
talk.
Listen, y'all are a ministry. Now, if y'all supposed to be taking care of people on Make-A-Wish and taking care of what they want before they leave this world, if that's my wish, what is the problem?
Listen here, you done crossed every line there was about this ministry, so I don't give a damn about it no more. You talking about sleeping with my wife. If I see you, I'm going to do something to you. They ain't going to even be able to recognize you. So what the you talking about messing with my wife, son of a...
I'll call Miss Linda myself and see if she don't have a problem with helping me make my wish come true.
Go right ahead and call, and you won't call nobody else. That'll be the last call you make.
I thought y'all were here to relieve people so they can enjoy themselves before they leave this world.
You talking about sleeping with my wife. Are you crazy?
But if I'm finna leave here, ain't nobody gonna know but you and her.
I don't care if you die. I don't care. You ain't sleeping with my wife, and you fool with her, you probably going to go ahead and die quicker than you need to.
I thought this was a ministry.
I don't care
now
what
you
thought.
Now you over there telling me about dying. Y'all supposed to be a ministry that helps people before they leave this world.
I don't care what it is, but you talking about sleeping with my wife. You got an illness, but something must be wrong with your brain talking about messing with my wife.
Ain't nobody going to even know I've been with your wife once. I'm gone. There ain't going to be but the two of y'all. At least you would have helped me before I left.
No,
here.
I can't help you with nothing. And let me tell you something. I'm not the preacher. I'm not the pastor. I'm not the deacon. I'm not none of them. But if you mess with my wife, you're going to know who I am. I'm going to be the undertaker. Do you understand?
I hear what you're saying, but I got one more thing I need to tell you about who I am.
You ask it, you ignorant. To go ahead. Let me hear.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Linda, got me to pray.
No, y'all ain't.
Y'all need
to
pray
me,
man.
You wrong for that. Y'all ain't recording this, is you?
Man, it's recorded every last bit of
it. Lord have mercy. Pastor ain't going to hear this, is
you? Oh, God. I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest,
Ooh.
Radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Winter Storm Quinn really pounded the Northeast. Millions are seeing longer power outages, plenty of digging, at least at last check. More than a foot of new snow has fallen in parts of New England, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York, and thousands of flights were canceled. Please stay off the roads if you can and be safe. Wait for the local authorities to tell you the roads are back open. And, of course, now it is time for today's Strawberry Letter. Don't forget, if you're in a situation, if you're in a position and you need some advice, you need some help, go to SteveHarveyFM.com, okay, and submit your Strawberry Letter today. Do it now. Steve and I could be reading your letter on the air. That's right. Mm. All right, Tommy, let's go.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you. All right, subject, it is so good, I can't even think straight.
I didn't have that before.
Dear Stephen Shirley, hopefully not this way. Dear Stephen Shirley, I need
I'm
some.
But I didn't have to have prayer before. Okay, I don't know what this letter about. It's about that right there.
Yeah.
Good Lord Almighty.
Well, it's a little different. All right. I need some real advice here. I've been married for a year, and my wife recently started a new job. She was enjoying her job, and everything seemed to be going in the right direction. One weekend, when we were chilling at home, and my wife confessed that she is falling for a man at her new job. I never suspected anything, and I was shocked that she admitted it. I was very hurt, but she begged me to be patient and help her work through this. She was truthful about everything and seemed to be genuinely sorry. So I said, I told her we could move past it. She said she was going to avoid him at work and it would all be fine. Well, a month later, she came to me and told me that she and the guy couldn't avoid each other at work, and now they are in love with each other. She told me that he lives with his girlfriend, though, so that's keeping them from being together. I found his girlfriend and met up with her. She already knew everything, and she was not leaving her man. Now, here I am, all confused, because my wife is still doing her wifely duties at home, like cooking, cleaning, giving me regular foot massages, and making good love to me. When she makes love to me, it seems like she still wants to be with me, but I can't shake the feeling that she's only here because she can't be with her coworker boyfriend. I don't want to be a fool and let her continue to play house with me. Should I give her an ultimatum or should I wait for this to blow over? Maybe it's just a workplace fling. I can't even think straight. What do you think? You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I really thought you were going to say that after you contacted his girlfriend, you know, and you met up with her, you hooked up with her. I thought that's what you were going to say, honestly, but to my surprise, you didn't. So right there, let me know that you're a good man, you love, and you want your wife. You want your wife to yourself at home. You've shown her that by sticking by her after she told you that she had feelings and she was in love with her coworker. You stuck by her. The problem is she's not honoring herself, you, or this marriage, or the marriage vows. She's not sticking with you. This is not blowing over like you say. You say you should wait for this to blow over. This is getting worse. They're getting deeper involved. She's allowing this man who already has a woman who you've met, and she says she's not leaving him. She's allowed this man to come between the two of you, to come between your marriage. And you're going along with it, you know? I say definitely yes, give her an ultimatum. Tell her it's either you or him or you're out. She's playing, and your marriage is not a game. Steve?
Shirley.
Yes. Yes.
I can't. Me and you on two different pages with these letters this week.
Always. Always.
Because
okay,
I'm,
that's a good thing.
Yes, it's a beautiful thing. And I appreciate the perspective you took. You took a wholesome, you talked about the marriage.
Yeah.
You talked about commitment. You talked about honesty. What are we talking about? Let me give you this letter. We started a new job. One weekend, we chilling at home, and my wife confessed that she falling for a man at her job. She came in and told this to who?
Right there.
See, the opening of this whole letter. My wife confessed that she's falling for a man at her new job. Who she tell it to? You can't be talking about me.
No, he's talking about.
No way. You talking about me.
Why are you yelling?
I never suspected anything, and I was shocked that she admitted it. I was very hurt, but she begged me to be patient and help her work through this. What? Help you work through what? You're falling in love with a man on the job. You want me to help you work through it? I don't give a damn about your job, him, how much it pay, how new and fresh it is. I don't. But you want me to help you work through it. We're not working through a damn thing.
I said it.
I'm going to try to be patient before I get to the violence of this letter. But let's try to move on. She says she was truthful about everything, genuinely sorry. So I told her we could move past.
Steve?
Well, Steve.
Yeah. All right. we're in the middle of this strawberry letter. I think we may have lost connection with Steve, but we'll get him back, of course, like we always do. The subject is, it's so good, I can't even think straight. And Steve is saying there's no way that this woman could have come in the house and told him that. And absolutely. I think we're in agreement here.
But what you're
we're just saying
okay,
it.
You are in agreement. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we definitely
she
are.
Said
there
she
you go,
gonna...
Steve.
You're back. You dropped
oh,
for a second.
You dropped
oh,
out.
My thing cut off?
Yeah, you dropped
You've been
out.
Gone
but did
for
y'all
about
hear me?
Seconds.
No. We didn't hear anything. Seconds. You've been gone for a minute.
I've been gone for a minute.
Yeah, for a little yeah. minute. Yeah.
Y'all missed what I had to say?
Yes, sir.
This unbelievable ass letter.
Go back.
It was very hurting. She begged me to be patient and work, help her work through this. Then she said, be truthful about everything. Seeing Jimmy, I told her we could move past this. Who wrote this letter? What man you know wrote this damn letter? When we come back, I'm going to destroy this whole letter.
All right, we'll be back at 23 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, listen, coming up in about 20 minutes, you don't want to miss this. Mason Pryor, that's Richard Pryor's son, he's going to be on Apollo tonight. We'll play some of that for you. But right now, come on, Steve, with part two of your response to today's Strawberry Letter. You
oh,
got,
I forgot.
Yeah, subject, you forgot what?
Go ahead.
Subject is so good, I can't even think straight. This is a,
I don't even know why he's calling it, it's so good, I can't even think straight.
At the end of the
this man, I'm on the mic. This man has a wife that came to him one weekend. They chilling at the house. She confessed she falling for a man on her new job. Now, right off the dribble, she told this to who?
Yeah.
It's why I'm confused. Because you ain't coming in my house to tell me that you're falling for a man on a new job. He said, I was shocked. I never suspected anything, and she admitted it. I was very hurt, but she begged me to be patient and help her work through this. What? I'm so damn confused. She was truthful about everything and seemed to be genuinely sorry, so I told her we could move past it. She said she was going to avoid him at work and everything going to be fine. Here's the crazy part. Well, a month later, she come to me and she told me she and the guy couldn't avoid each other at work, and now they are in love with each other. Who house is you telling this in?
In her house.
No, wait, no, no, no. No, no, no. No, 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 Shirley. No, 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 I'm sitting up in here.
No, 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 no.
Her
no,
house,
no.
too.
No, I don't give a damn. No, no. You're not coming in my house with some more information about a man, and what you're telling me is bigger than the information I got in here. That's not happening, Shirley. I'm sorry. You can get a move on past that. It's her house, too. Her house, hell. She told me that he lives with his girlfriend, though, So that's keeping them from being together. So now this woman then mustered up enough guts to tell this sorry-ass husband of hers. And the fact that he got a girlfriend is the only reason, that's the only thing stopping us from being together. Damn you, the marriage, the vows, all this we got. What's stopping us from being together is his girlfriend. But how the hell she keep feeling comfortable enough to tell this to you? My wife not that comfortable. And you want me to tell you why?
Yeah.
Because my wife know she can't bring nothing to me that sound that easy. Because I'm finna do something. Mm. I'm going to do something. Now, let me tell you what I ain't going to do. What this dude went and did.
Yeah, this is crazy.
I found his girlfriend. This is the husband. Found this man that's in love with his wife. I found his girlfriend and met up with her. She said she already knew everything and she was not leaving him. So now here I am confused. Who is this punk ass man? Who is this ass dude that sat up here and called this man girlfriend? You want to meet me? You know your husband, he talking to my wife. When you going to meet him?
Yeah.
See, all this meeting and talking, but you ain't going to the source of the problem. Partner, how you ain't had this conversation with this dude? You sleeping with my wife. Man, what? What? But she comfortable enough to tell my punk ass. I wish my wife would get that damn comfortable. I'm telling you right now, we're going to be all over TMZ. I swear to God, we on TMZ. Coming here talking about what she going to do with somebody else. And set me up with it. Now, here I am confused. Confused. How weak? Is this letter getting weaker?
It's getting weaker.
So now here I am confused. Confused? The hell you going to get mad? When you going to do something? When you going to whoop somebody ass in this letter?
Come on, boy.
It's all this is missing, man. I met with his girlfriend. Where he at? Mm. All right. Then I'm confused because she doing her wifely duties like cooking, cleaning, give me regular foot massaging and making good love to me. When she make love to me, it seems like she still want to be with me, but I can't shake the feeling.
Why are you reading it like that?
Because I'm through with this. I'm so damn mad at this here. Boy, she practicing on you. For what she going to do with the man that she now in love with, that she comfortable enough to share with you. I don't know what kind of marriage you got. I don't know what kind of man you are. I don't know where you from. I don't know who your daddy was. I don't know who you made of. I don't know where your home is at. I don't know where your block.
Homie.
Where your gun. I don't know where nothing is that need to be in this letter. Be quiet, Shirley. You don't tell me what to say.
Mm-hmm. Calm it down.
Thank you.
This didn't happen to you.
Why are you taking this
but I feel down. Like it, though. She's only here because she can't be with her coworker boyfriend. I don't want to be a fool or let her to continue to play house with me. You don't want to be a fool. Well, you've been one through the whole letter. Why are you waiting until we get to the end of the letter to think you don't want to be a fool? Should I give her an ultimatum or should I wait for this to blow over? Blow over? Blow over? Did you say blow over?
Yeah.
Like, where you think this going, partner? This ain't a storm. Then he come again with his punk ass. Maybe it's just a workplace fling. That's exactly what it is. And she doing it in front of your face and she telling you because she know you ain't going to do nothing about it. I can't even think straight. Mm. What do you think? Somebody in this letter got to get their ass whooped, and I think it's the dude.
The coworker.
Because he still got the girlfriend and your woman, and ain't nobody attacking him.
Mm. Man, ass granted. Ass
get out of here.
Yeah.
That's why me and Tommy created RideDownThere.com.
Hey, listen, coming up in about 10 minutes, Richard Pryor's son, Mason, on the show on Showtime at the Apollo comes on tonight. We'll talk about that when we come
Don't
back.
Miss this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
To all the beautiful, strong, empowered women out there, happy International Women's Day.
That's right.
This is your day. Sister. This is our day. Yeah, for the sisterhood, girl power, all of that. Black Girl Magic, all of that. All right, listen, we're going to take calls from women today, this morning, 877-29-STEVE. Tell us, yeah. You know, what do you
call
think?
Call Tommy. That's what you do. Call Tommy. Talk to
women
me.
Can do yeah, Tommy, to what? Move
and,
forward.
And to do what, boo?
Yeah, press know. For I progress.
Just, I like talking to ladies, that's all. That's
use that okay. Hashtag, ladies. International Women's Day. But we also wanted to tell you about Mason Pryor. That's Richard Pryor's son, okay? The late Richard Pryor, the late great Richard Pryor. Mason Pryor is no doubt comedy royalty, right? But that still didn't save him at the legendary Apollo Theater.
No, I don't.
And you know well, Steve, as the host, no, right?
Don't nobody care about who
your daddy is.
But it was wrong on so many levels.
Wow.
Is he a comic?
Well, we're gonna.
No, I don't think this is what he does. I don't, really don't think so.
Well, Steve, you gave the 31-year-old comedian the appropriate hype when you introduced him to the Apollo audience. Mason is Richard Pryor's youngest son. He's going to appear tonight on Showtime at the Apollo. Take a listen. Judge for yourself.
Make some noise for Mason Pryor.
And go.
Man, I'm nervous. I can literally hear my dad up in heaven right now, like, boy, you better not mess this up. A lot of crazy stuff going on right now. Donald Trump is president. Nah, calm down. I'm not as mad as Facebook is. You read the messages. Oh, Donald Trump, that's the worst president ever. I'm not the smartest man, but 400 years of slavery and not one of them presidents made the cut. And the worst part is, I feel like I understand really what's the problem with Donald Trump. Everybody here in America knows the code. If you get caught cheating, you gotta cut your side thing loose. Donald Trump's still on the phone at the White House talking to Russia. Hello? Hey, no, I wanna talk to my man right now. You go get my Putin. Is that you, my Putin? I love you so much. I love the way you smell. I love the way your name comes off my lips. Boo.
Have some respect.
Steve.
Sit down. Steve.
What?
That's
oh, that was a stand-up boo, because he's telling him to sit down. No, was it a stand-up boo?
No, what happened, Steve?
Y'all got the edited version.
The Walk show comes on tonight,
man.
Yeah.
That ain't how this went.
Oh, how did it go?
That ain't how this went.
How did it go? I can't wait to see your face.
It went way worse. And see, here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Pryor's kid, when he came out there, he looked just like
and
him.
And sounded like him when he said
he
hello.
He sounded just like him. But he didn't get it, man. He didn't get. He's never worked a black room before. He's never worked the Apollo. It's a very different place. You got to come out there with the highest level of respect for this audience, and you got to come to work. I can't even tell you how disappointed. You could not have been more hurt than me.
Yeah, because that's your idol.
You
sure.
could not have yeah. been more hurt than me. And so they booed him. I went out there and I talked to the crowd. I said, man,
what did
y'all.
You say? Yeah.
I said, come on, man. Come on. I said, y'all, we're going to bring him back out.
So you unbooed him?
Yeah, man. Dog, I bought him back out. I said, man, just let the kid pay homage to his father.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just do that. Just for what pride and been in this building. And y'all, on the real, just for what pride and been to me. Please. All right, Steve, bring him on back.
That's the audience. You know,
yeah, it's a couple top booers out there.
They got lead boos.
Oh, yeah, they couple lead boos that know what they're doing. All right, Steve, bring him on back out. So I said, ladies and gentlemen, Mason Pryor. Now, this is about five, almost 10 minutes out there. I'm trying to settle him. So they said, all right, Steve, we got you. So they gave him a big round of applause. He came out. He said, man, thank you. Man, thank you, man. Whew, man, y'all was doing man. So he said something else. And he just didn't get started. And then the lady said something, and he said, shut up, B.
What?
Hold up, dog. So then the men, they mad.
Yeah.
Why she got to be all that, dog? Now, they and they're here in a discussion with the Apollo. It's not.
He's not good.
You cannot discuss
no,
it
no coming back.
With
no
them people.
Back. No.
Discussion.
So they get ready to, they booing him again. He says, so what you want me to do? You want me to blank this log? So he picks the log up and starts dry humping the log. Then the log slips and he almost drops it.
Oh.
The whole room got quiet. It was a gasp because, bro, if you drop this log and it split open, we're going to have to kill you.
You know how long that log been there?
No, bro, on the real.
That's a landmark. Heritage.
Hey, man, he picked that log up and it slipped out his hand, but he caught it and the whole room got quiet. And it was a horrible.
Wow. Showtime at the Apollo, Steve, airs tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern time. And then on, you're going to be on Man Fox. Cave on BET, Man Cave, 10:30
hey, man,
Eastern.
Man Cave was the most fun I've ever had on television in years.
We got to go.
Man Cave on BET.
We'll check you out tonight.
At 10 p.m.
That's 10:30. Right. Cool. 10:30. BET.
Just turn it on.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Happy International Women's Day. Today, women, we are celebrating you, okay? This year's theme, is hashtag press for progress. It's a strong call to action to press forward and progress gender parity. We've asked women to call us and let us know what you think, about the strides we should make to, move forward, to press forward. What do you think? Yeah, we want to empower each other. Let's go to line two and talk to Tamira out of Lansing, Michigan. Tamira.
Hey, Tamira.
Hi, good morning, hey, Steve, Carla, Shirley, Nephew Tommy Jr., good morning.
Happy International Women's Day.
Good morning.
Thank you so much. I have to shout out Alabama. I'm from Alabama, but I'm living in Lansing, Michigan. And I just wanted to say that I want the sisters to start taking the time to help one another mentally. Black women have got to start taking the time to notice each other's problems and start inspiring and encouraging each other because we are all in this together. So I just wanted to put that out there. And thank you, Steve, for all that you do. I listen to you every day, and you're such an inspiration to me. My husband and I love Family Feud. I've been a fan since your Mr. Hightower days. So just thank you for all that you do.
Well, I thank God for people like you, too. Thank you, sweetheart.
And again, Steve. Yes. And again, we want to thank you because you're always, a champion for women. You always want to empower women and uplift women. And, that's why you wrote the books. That's why you do what you do. You mentor young men. Yeah.
I got four daughters.
Mm-hmm.
I got two sisters. I had a mama. I was just always taught that way, man. I was just always... I didn't see another way. I just thought that women were always special. And I don't mean special in a lesser sense. I just thought they were special. I just thought that they were supposed to be treated differently. I don't talk around women the way I talk around my boys. I don't do the things in front of women that I do in front of my dudes. They're different. They're special. I mean, the mere fact that you can give birth and put a life in this world, dog,
right
that's
Well, hello.
That's right, something so major.
Uh-huh. Absolutely it is.
You know, I mean, dog, you win right there. I mean, what can we do?
Yeah.
You win.
Yeah, yeah.
It trumps all else. I got you make a lot of money. I got you pay for the house. I got you the only one working in the house. You can't make a, you can't bring a life in here.
Nope.
That's, it's an incredible thing. I don't mean to just get it down to that, but sometimes, man, you got to get it down to that part where, okay, so Steve, what makes them special? That they become mothers. Mm-hmm. Who in your life was more important than your mother for the most of us?
That's right.
For the most of mm-hmm. us.
Right. That's right. Right. True statement.
Nah,
yeah.
You know, man, there have been other things.
The backbone.
But the most mm-hmm. of us, mm-hmm. the mother, man, was
oh,
it.
Yeah.
That's the first one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mama.
Mm-hmm.
I know for me,
mama,
my mom.
Man. Go ahead.
I was going to say success, kindness, being generous, all of these qualities that my mother, you know, taught me, independence. It's just like you said, Steve, for me, it was right there, my mama and my grandmama, strong women in my life, you know, and now I'm raising a daughter trying to teach her those same qualities.
Exactly, and I my mom was a single parent as well,
mm-hmm.
and I just always thought that my mother could do anything. She could
That's
do
it, right?
anything. I mean, she was so fearless and strong and fierce to me, mm-hmm. You know, as a woman. She was my everything, my mother was.
That's
really.
Right.
She was. All right, let's just tell you a little history about International Women's Day. It gives us an opportunity, of course, to recognize all of the economic, political, and social achievements women have accomplished throughout history. In the 15 countries where it is an official holiday, purple is the official color of International Women's Day, founded more than a century ago, Steve, a century ago, 100 years ago, after some 15,000 women marched in New York City to demand better working conditions and voting rights. Purple signifies justice and dignity. And just, you know, we just want to shout out all the strong, beautiful women out there. Yes, Steve. Tommy.
Take the time to thank Halle Berry for having an Instagram page. I just want to give her a wonderful shout out for just the things that she puts on her Instagram.
Oh, which one are you talking about, Tommy?
You know
the yoga
one.
Picture.
You know
Lord
which one.
Jesus!
Oh, International
it's so
Women's
empowering.
Day.
It's so empowering and uplifting to me to see Halle Berry's Instagram page of her doing yoga. You don't know how it moves me.
Let's go to line two and talk to Christina.
Let's go to the yoga page.
Christina's on line two, Steve. I think it's Christina.
Hey, Christine.
Hi. This is Christina Peterson from Douglas County, Georgia.
Mm-hmm. From where?
Douglas County, Douglasville, Lithia Springs, Winston.
West
of Atlanta, about 15 minutes.
Okay. All right. Well, welcome to the show. We only got a minute. What's your comment,
darling? I'm glad to be here. My comment is women should get more involved in these local elections. Mm-hmm. I just qualified yesterday to run for Solicitor General of Douglas County. And women, they are doing a good job. They're getting involved since, you know, the last election we saw the president come in. I think it inspired a lot of people to actually get involved with their communities. And I think more women should do that.
Good
okay.
point.
Okay, yeah. Wow. We agree with you, Christina.
Well, congratulations.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is good. I love it.
And again, happy International Women's Day to all the women out there. We'll come back. Christina talked about politics, women getting involved. We'll talk about the mayor of Compton when we come back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so you guys have seen these headlines. You've heard about these headlines, I'm sure. Compton mayor, the mayor of Compton, right here in Los Angeles, Asia Brown, is going to run against Stacey Dash. That's right. Stacey Dash recently filed.
They're going to be Compton. They're going
to
be Compton.
Stacey recently filed to run for Congress in California's 44th district as a conservative now. However, she's about to get some stiff competition from Compton Mayor Asia Brown. Apparently, Brown wasn't even planning on running against Stacey Dash until several members from the California congressional delegation reached out to her her and urged her to oppose Stacey Dash. She reportedly will make the announcement tomorrow. And for the record, the 44th District includes Compton, it includes Watts, San Pedro, and North Long Beach. The Democratic mayor is known for her community initiatives, and she's very, very well liked in Compton. As we told you earlier, she even honored Kendrick Lamar with a key to the city of Compton. And according to sources in her camp, Brown feels that Stacey Dash is only running for notoriety and has no connection with the district. So there you go.
Hey, do y'all think I could? You all really think I could run for president?
Absolutely.
Yeah, in today's climate, sure. Yeah.
I mean, Trump won.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, you
can
run.
Before Trump won, you know, Steve, you used to always talk about your background check and all of that, but sky's the limit now.
Yeah, you don't have to show your background.
Taxes. You don't have to do nothing.
Yeah.
Well, hold on, Shirley. We need to ask off a couple questions.
Okay, go ahead, Junior.
Y'all go ahead. Y'all ask me some
just
free
see if
presidential
you can pass.
Questions. Okay. All right, go ahead.
Any porn stars in your past?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely
okay.
not.
Okay,
gotcha,
check.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I've done some porn star things.
You don't have to volunteer information.
I just need to get this out right now. Yeah.
That's what reporters are for, to dig.
Yeah. Yeah. I ain't got nothing on tape nowhere.
Yeah.
But our damn show was, you know, doing scenes.
Okay, well, Trump's platform, his slogan, I should say, was Make America Great Again. What would be your slogan if you were a candidate for the presidency, Steve?
Everything that Trump was, I ain't. That's my
what
slogan.
He was?
I ain't.
Everything that Trump was, I ain't.
As president, okay. Okay. All right, that's
okay,
good.
Can we see your taxes from 2000 all the way to 2010?
Oh, let me see. Let me think.
What?
I'll show you these new ones. Gonna be some people mad.
Show the new ones.
Gonna be some haters. I just want you to know some haters is coming. But I can't show you nothing from 2008.
Go ahead, Carla.
Okay, listen to this. So, you know, Trump has a high turnover rate. His his cabinet is just every 5 minutes. Who you got in mind? Like your running mate, your cabinet?
Well, you know, I'm going to have a high turnover, too, because I'm going to go in trying some things.
What do you mean? Like what?
But I'm not going to have nobody I know in my cabinet.
Nobody you know?
What?
No, you heard
Oh, I'm
me.
In a damn cabinet. Who are you talking about?
You got a position already
now.
You think
you're going to the White House without us?
You the last person I could take to the White House.
Yeah. We talking about a presidential cabinet, not who could fit in a cabinet.
Right.
Hey, let me tell you something. I ain't got no background pay.
We'll be back with more of the show right after this. Steve for president.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, before we went to break, Steve, we were asking you questions because you asked us, do we think you could run for president? So
Are
I think
y'all trying to come up with presidential questions for me?
Well, we already did. I was going to say Carla asked the last question. She said that
about your cabinet.
Your cabinet. President Trump has a lot of, you know, moving turnover, around in his turnover. Cabin, a lot of turnover. And so Carla asked you, would you have a high turnover? And you said,
yeah. Yeah, I have a high turnover. Because a lot of people, I'm going to have to try a lot of things. First of all, nobody I know going with me. I just already made that clear. Tommy, be quiet. There's nowhere in the world you could go into the White House.
I ain't going. You ain't going. I know all the bodies buried.
You got to take him, Steve.
No, he can bring up the buried bodies if he want to. Mm-hmm. You know, people come up missing.
We threatening up here.
Is that presidential?
Hey, that's not presidential, Steve. You're trying to, get the highest office in the land. All right.
You're being real Trumpish right now.
I also asked you about your slogan. President Trump's is Make America Great Again, and yours was?
Everything Trump was, I ain't.
Okay.
That's a lot to put on a t-shirt and a cap.
Right. Yeah. So what is your platform, President?
Trump is, I ain't. You want to shorten it? Okay. No, Trump is, I ain't. That's
so
my slogan.
What's your platform going to be? I mean, Trump ran on, you know, repeal and replace Obamacare, like putting America first,
I'm
a tax reform.
Guns and money.
Gun control?
I thought he was going to say guns and butter.
Gun control and money. I'm going to get more people made, more people paid, more people life going to be in the shade.
Okay.
And we're going to do it, and we're going to have more fun, and we're going to get it done because we're going to get some of these damn guns.
Okay, so far you have my vote.
What is my tax plan?
Yeah, what that consist of?
Well, I don't know. First of all, since I'm president, I'm exempt from taxes.
But do you think rich people should pay more?
No, I don't.
let's add something.
I'm sorry, did that come out?
Yes, it did.
Yes.
That's the only part me and the Democrats gonna have trouble on. So I think rich people should pay more. No, I don't. Next question.
Tell us about your first two marriages.
Oh. Because you got to know about your president. Is that what you're basing this on?
Yeah. I need to know about you. Tell us about your first two marriages.
I don't think we have time.
You ain't asked Donald about his.
We know about him.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm on Instagram.
We got to go on the gram.
What's the attitude about?
Everything you need to know about me on there.
On the gram?
That's all I'm telling.
All right, listen, coming up our last break of the day, just one more thing. We may get another chance to ask a question when we come back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are at the last break of the day. Right before closing remarks, I do want to remind you today to join me for the Strawberry Letter Live After Show on Facebook at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I will be there. We'll talk about today's Strawberry Letter, of course. And we'll talk about the trending topics and my fresh strawberry pick of the day. Steve, it's on you, Mr. President, shall I say.
Yeah, do y'all want to have y'all need another presidential question for me if I was president?
Yeah.
Before I do closing remarks.
Oh,
somebody. Hello?
Was that the hot
Hello?
Line?
The red phone?
Go ahead, Julie.
You have one?
Mr. President, would you be building a wall as well?
No, we won't build a wall.
You gonna build anything?
Not on the border of Mexico.
Where you gonna build it?
Okay.
Why do we need a wall?
Very good.
Okay. All right.
Very presidential.
There we go.
You have my
good
vote.
Answer.
Yeah, you have my vote.
It would defy what America stands for.
Mm-hmm.
Bring me your huddled masses is what's etched on the base of the Statue of Liberty. But we'll only bring your huddled masses if they come from Eastern Europe.
Mm.
The huddled masses can come from anywhere.
Mm.
And then these people are the fiber of our country. Mm-hmm. Without them, this whole thing crumbles. And I mean that.
Mr. President, on this International Women's Day today, if you become president, will you fight for equal pay for women? Same job,
depends
equal
on
pay.
What they doing.
Same job as men. Same job as men.
What did he just say?
You heard him.
I said depending on what they doing.
You heard him.
Because some jobs women ought to get more money for. Let me tell you something. I think women should be paid for having children.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I love it.
I think for every child you have, you ought to get at least quarter of a meal.
What? Yes.
They finna get
for children? For children?
I'm pregnant right now.
I know.
Come on, Tamika, get your hands off me. It's every night.
That's it. Hey, I got some closing remarks.
All right, let's go, Steve. President.
Hey, you know, I was thinking today, as always, about what I could say encouraging the people. But let me ask you a question. What would you do, or what would you attempt to do, or what would you become if you knew you couldn't fail at it, what would you do? What would you attempt to do? Or what would you become if you knew you couldn't fail at it? Man, that simplifies it quite a bit, don't you? Because then it erases a lot of things that stops people. First of all, it erases fear of failure. Because I just said, what would you do or become if you knew you couldn't fail at it? What would you do? It opens people's minds up to a wide range of things. Well, I've often looked at it that way. I've attempted almost everything I've ever wanted to try before. You know, if my life ends, I can really say I had a full run at it, that I didn't leave nothing on the table, that I've tried most of the stuff that I've wanted to attempt in my life so far. But what about those people who are frozen? Because the average person won't attempt something because they think they'll fail, or they get talked out of it one way or the other. I'm going to share with you a few fail-proof measures that you can apply to yourself immediately that will limit the chance of failure. Notice I said limit. Nothing stops failure. Nothing. But oftentimes you got to understand what failure is. Failure could be the one thing that you need to get to your next goal. Failure is the one thing that becomes a very valuable life learned experience. So it's not even when you don't make it, you've gained something from it. But here's the first thing you could do to ensure some fail-proof measures, some things you could do. Number one, your work ethic. You've got to increase your work ethic. You've got to apply yourself wholeheartedly to something. Secondly, you have to have a relentless pursuit. You have to want it so badly that living without it is unacceptable. Your work ethic and your relentless pursuit has to come into play. You cannot be successful in this country without this now. Now, you can try it another way, but I promise you, you'll be on the sidelines like everybody else. You've got to have a work ethic and a relentless pursuit of something. And failing at it and not achieving it is absolutely unacceptable. Next thing, you need to become a student of whatever it is that you're in pursuit of. If it's comedy, you got to be in pursuit of the comedy game. If it's engineering, opening up your business, you got to become a student of that business of engineering. You got to study it. You got to know what's going on. You got to know what the parameters are. You got to know the new things that they're doing in it right now. You got to educate yourself to whatever it is you're in pursuit of. You have to become a student of it. The next thing you can do is you can never quit. Look, man, if you quit, there's no way you'll see the end. Too many people give up before the blessing comes. See, think about God. When you ask God for something, he boxes it up and he delivers it right away. He immediately boxes up your prayer and ships it to you. The deal with God is he never shares with you the date that the package will arrive. It would destroy your faith. You have to have that. We'll finish this up next time. I got more for this. We'll be back. Thank y'all very much. Have a great weekend.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.